G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast, you and Grant for breakfast. Feels
good, oh, Triple M. Limestone Coasters, you blow me away, you really do. What an amazing achievement on the weekend. The Glencoe Woolshed was the place to be for the Shearathon that took place. More than 60 shearers apparently took part in it. I wasn't out there, of course, but I have found out that about $30,000 was raised. That is just incredible. And Limestone Coasters, you deserve a huge round of applause for the effort to make this a fantastic fundraiser. I'm going to talk more about it across the morning this morning. Going to give you the chance to win because we are playing the game Triple M Secret Song.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M Glam Rockers, the Sweet Ballroom Blitz from 1973. That's when it came out. It is 6:08. What a great way to start the day with our heart starter this morning. Now, Barney's going to join me later on this morning. Barney was lucky enough to catch up with another doctor to talk weight loss and our need to be as healthy as we possibly can. We're going to hear what the two of them had to talk about later on this morning. I'm going to give you the chance to win as well because the Triple M Secret Song, all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, is valued at $1,260 today. If you reckon you can name our song, I want to hear from you because we're going to play the game next.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M Secret Song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture, get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
On 963 Triple M, we are giving you the chance to win this morning. $1,260 could well be yours if you know what our song is. Trevor's on the line. Trevor, good morning.
Hello.
What's going on today, Trevor?
I'm just on my way to work.
Whereabouts is work, Trev?
The post office.
Nice. Now, Trevor, long weekend, what'd you get up to?
Bit of work around the house.
Fair enough. Was it a nice, relaxing weekend, though?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, Trevor, you guys at the post office, I reckon you've been trying for the secret song for a little while.
Yes, we have.
What do you reckon the song could be?
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Oh, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Hey, Trevor, I'm really sorry, but it's not the right song.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. You have a good day, all right?
Thank you.
See you, mate. 963 Triple M. We're going to play the game after 8 this morning, giving you more chances. $1,260 could well be yours with Triple M's Secret Song. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. And at some stage, we are going to find a winner to our clue. Now, all the incorrect guesses, by the way, are online at triplem.com.au. So make sure you take a look online and make sure your guess isn't one that's already happened.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. The internet is a beautiful thing when you find amazing stories. And there's a pretty cool story about a bloke called Alex. Now, Alex is 10 years old and he wrote a very cool letter to Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas. And as a result, he's been invited to a meeting with the Qantas CEO. How awesome is that? Now, 963 Triple M, we've got news and sport on the way. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join us in a few moments' time. Wade is going to talk about some interesting things that took place in Tarpeta over the course of the weekend. And a Panola driver has been clocked with a rather impressive blood alcohol limit. We're going to find out the details on that very, very soon.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good.
One of the really cool things that I'm going to talk about later on this morning is your chance to go to Blues Fest 2019. They're celebrating 30 years at Byron Bay Blues Fest. It is going to be absolutely huge. What I'd like to do is see you and three of your best mates at Blues Fest. That's what we're offering. A chance to see Paul Kelly, Iggy Pop, Jack Johnson, and Colin Hay. But that's all I'm going to tell you right now. I will give you more details across the morning this morning on how you can be part of it.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Below Sea Coast 963 Triple M. Later on this morning, going to catch up with Christy Leamy from the library. Going to talk to Paula out at the marketplace because there's something pretty cool going on out that way as well. Lynn Crosby is going to join me talking all about the Southeast Field Days. And if I'm really lucky, I'm going to see if I can catch up with Tony Paston later on this morning because there's some really cool stuff that's gone on in the Limestone Coast with regards to funding for some pretty cool community groups. And I wanted to talk about it across the day today. Now, one of the other things that's going on, Barney was lucky enough during the course of the week last week to catch up with a lady called Felice Jacker. Now, she has written an incredibly cool book and you might want to know about it, especially if you've been looking to lose a few inches.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Welcome back. You're back with Barney McCusker, Triple M, Limestone Coast 963. We have with us Professor Felice Jacker and she has written a wonderful book. It's called Brain Changer. Professor, welcome to Triple M.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we used to be told in medical school when I was a young medical student that the brain runs on glucose and that's the end of the story. But that's not the whole story, is it?
The brain is incredibly complex, as is the human body. I actually think we probably know much more about the universe than we do know about the human body. So that's probably not entirely accurate.
No, it never is that simple. What are the bad things that we eat that make us depressed and obese?
Well, they're all the things that are so common in our very toxic food environment. So, you know, our food environment has changed profoundly over the last several decades, largely as a result of big food. And we now have a situation where poor diet is the leading cause of early death in men and number two in women. And all around us, we see chips and donuts and soft drinks and pies and pasty, all these types of foods that are so common, they're so cheap, they're very heavily marketed, they're very normalised now to the point where Australian adolescents have on average 7 serves of these sorts of foods a day. And these we know interact with parts of the brain that are very important in mental health, but also in learning and memory. They interact with the immune system, which we also know is really important in mental health, as well as your risk for virtually every disease under the sun. And they interact with the gut and the microbiota in the gut. So we should be avoiding them, but instead we're eating them in huge quantities. And it also means that we're not eating enough of the stuff that is so critical as fuel to run our body and our brain. So the nutrients and the fibre and the healthy fats and good quality proteins that we need. In fact, less than 1% of Australian children and adolescents are eating the recommended number of vegetables today.
The interesting thing was during World War II, we were actually quite a healthy nation because we grew a lot of our own food at home, weren't we?
Well, that's right. There's been periods in history where we have had access to lots of fresh food and people did actually grow a lot and they had chickens and the bread that people ate was not very heavily milled and we weren't having lots of things with, added sugars and added salts and fats. And the health of the population was far better. In fact, in the mid-1800s, when this is the case in Britain, the average life expectancy, if you survived those first 5 years of childhood, was as good, if not better, than it is today. And rates of degenerative diseases were far, far less than what they are today. But now, as I said, the food landscape is so toxic, and we know that that's having a major impact on the health and longevity of the world's population.
Now, you're sticking around here and trying to improve our diet. But if you had a choice, would you go and live in Georgia or in the Mediterranean?
Oh, well, apart from just loving the Mediterranean, I mean, who doesn't love the south of France or Spain? The Mediterranean has just beautiful food, the traditional Mediterranean diet, of course. People in Spain and France can still eat terrible diets full of cheese and meat and, you know, not enough vegetables. But the true traditional Mediterranean diet has lots and lots of different types of fresh plant foods. I mean, they go and pick wild, what we would call weeds, but they're like rocket and herbs and all sorts of greenery, lots of fish, lots of olive oil, which is just wonderful stuff, legumes, beans. I live on beans. So lots and lots of fruits and veggies. And this sort of a diet we know is really great for our health and our longevity. But, of course, there's healthy Norwegian diets, healthy Japanese diets, healthy Australian diets, you know, and all of them share this commonality of having lots of good quality unprocessed foods and less of the processed rubbish.
Well, Professor Jacka, this is a fascinating book. It's called Brain Changer. It's not a book on diet. It's a book on telling you how to choose your diet and how to eat better. It's a wonderful book. It's available at all bookstores. It's called Brain Changer. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you. Really appreciate it.
You and Grant for breakfast. The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Boeing aircraft across the globe are being grounded as we speak after yesterday's tragic air crash. We're going to find out more about it soon. Telstra employees across Australia look like striking today. Hannah Roseham is going to tell us whether that is going to affect us locally or not. And Wade's going to join me soon, keeping us up to date with all the things that we need to know around the Limestone Coast. There is a number of reports of crimes that have taken place in Tarpina over the last couple of days. Wade will be talking about that. A Penola man's been detected drink driving over the course of the weekend. We'll find out more about that too. And just in regards to the Penola crimes, not the Penola crimes, the Tarpina crimes, sorry. If you'd like more details, you can jump online to triplem.com.au. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
There is some really cool stuff going on at the library. Christy Leamy is going to join me for a chat. I'm going to catch up with Paula from the Marketplace later on this morning. We're going to talk all about an art project that they would like to see come to fruition. But as a result, what they need is artists from the Limestone Coast. And I'm going to tell you how you can get involved.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Catching up with the team from the library today. Christy Leamy joins me on the line. Christy, g'day.
Good morning. How are you, Ewan?
Fantastic. Now, Christy, you guys have got another author event coming up. I'm very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So popular Australian author Fiona Lowe, she's been with us once before and she has included Mount Gambier on her must date tour for her latest release of Home Fires. Now, this book is based on a little town called Myrtle, and it's about a lethal bushfire that tears through the town, so not only destroying the buildings and homes, but the lives of the residents. And unfortunately, I think this resonates with a lot of people, and especially now, Home Fires has been declared a deeply powerful and relatable Australian story. It's hit the charts. It's just been released and it's in the top 10 reads. It's doing wonders everywhere. So I can't wait to hear a little bit more about this. So she'll be with us on Tuesday, the 19th of March at 7 p.m. It is a free event, but we are asking people to give us a call if they can make it. So 8721 2540.
And it will be fantastic to have her back in the region. Obviously, the last visit was very, very popular.
Absolutely. So we've already got people booking in. They heard it on the grapevine that she's returning with us. So can't wait to hear a little bit more about that one.
Now, Christy, one of the other things that you guys have got coming up in March, Harmony Day event. Tell me all about it.
Yes, so on Thursday the 21st of March is Harmony Day, as you know, so celebrating Australia's culture and diversity. So the theme is that everyone belongs. So we're having a very special extended under five session on Thursday the 21st of March. So we would normally run our baby bounce and move and groove session at 10 a.m. and 10:30, which we're still running. And then straight after that, we've got the Migrant Resource Centre coming in, and we're going to be running a very special shared song experience with the Swahili and the Karen groups then. So the whole community is invited to that one. And after that, we'll put on morning tea for everyone. So mark it in the diary, Thursday the 21st of March, 10 o'clock will kick off till about 11:30. We're also asking people to come dressed in orange, which is the official Harmony Day theme colour.
Christy, it's going to be a sensational event like all the library events are. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about it.
Thanks, Ewan. Ewan Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. As we wake up this morning, the search for two experienced hikers missing in Victorian bushland. It's something that's been talked about over the last couple of days. They've been missing for the last four nights. The search is going to resume this morning. We're going to find out more with Hannah Rosehamer across the day today.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M back at work this morning after a long weekend. Yesterday, of course, the long weekend was for the Adelaide Cup and more than 13,600 punters went along to enjoy a day at the races, the best crowd in 5 years. And yesterday morning, I was talking about the favourite for the Cup, Bondega. Now, unfortunately, ran fourth. The winner in the cup yesterday was Surprise Baby. And coming in second was Top of the Range, and Naval Warfare was third in the big race at 4:15 during the course of the afternoon. Now, on 963 Triple M, birthdays are next. Hannah Rose Hamer's going to drop by soon. Wade's going to be back talking all about what's been going on at Tarpina. We've got details online, by the way, at triplem.com.au.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, Triple M.
Bill Buster at Triple M is done and dusted, and as the year rolls on, it is getting close to the iconic Blues Fest at Byron Bay, celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. And as a result, we would like to see club members experience all the action. If you would like the chance to be at Blues Fest, if you reckon that you and three of your best mates would love to be there with VIP passes, your own tent motel accommodation, and a sneak peek behind stage, we are giving you the opportunity to do just that. Tell us who your favourite artist is on the Blues Fest lineup, and we could be calling you with some absolutely great news. Be part of history. Join the celebration. The 30th anniversary Byron Bay Blues Fest, it is on its way. Paul Kelly, Iggy Pop, Jack Johnson, Colin Hay, and a whole host of others are on the lineup. It is going to be sensational. It's going to be a can't-miss experience. And the Triple M Club, we would like to see you there, you and three of your mates. If you'd like to be part of it, jump online, triplem.com.au.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I get to talk art. Art is the focus of the Limestone Coast at the moment because we are weeks, we are days away from Fringe. I'm heading out to the marketplace, which might be a strange place to look for artists, but we're going to explain exactly what is going on. I've got Paula on the line. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Paula, you guys are in search of artists at the moment. What is happening?
What we are doing here at Mount Gambier Marketplace is we're calling out for all local artists to design and create a mural in the centre as part of the Mount Gambier Fringe Festival celebrations.
Now, this is going to be something that's going to be seen by everyone.
That's right. It's on a very prominent space outside Big W entrance. So it was approximately 6 by 7 metre space. So it is something that will get lots of traffic passing by.
Now, if you're an artist and you would like to paint this space or do something with this space, because it's not necessarily limited to painting, how can people talk to you about it?
Well, artists are invited to submit a visual or a sketch of their proposed design. So we're asking them to explore the fringe theme, be brave, be bold, be daring. So they can contact us at the Centre Management Office, or they can jump online at www.mountgambiermarketplace.com.au/mural competition.
Now, after Fringe is over, is there a chance that this artwork's going to be put up somewhere or going to be used again or anything like that?
So it's being placed on blank hoarding, which is surrounding an empty tenancy at the moment. So we're prepared to leave the artwork displayed indefinitely until that space is leased.
How cool is that? It's a perfect opportunity for someone who goes, I've been desperate to get my work seen. Here is a chance to do that.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a great exposure for local artists, and we are limiting entrance to people that do reside in the Limestone Coast. And we're also offering a prize pool of $2,000 plus $500 towards the painting of the mural as well.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
All right. So once again, we want to jump online to the website and find out more about it. We just want to drop in and see you guys.
That's correct. They can collect a submission form from here at Centre Management Office or jump online at www.mountgambiermarketplace.com.au.
Paula, great to talk to you this morning. We will catch up soon. Good luck.
Great. Thank you, Ewan.
Oh, who wouldn't want the prize at $2,000, by the way? If you'd like to know more, contact the centre. They will give you all the details. And if you know someone who is an artist across the Limestone Coast, fantastic opportunity to see your art seen in the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. You can tell there is an election on the way. All eyes are on New South Wales at the moment to find out what is going to happen with the state election in the lead up to us going to the polls federally in May. And the government is facing growing pressure at the moment from National MPs over energy policy as the bitter division threatens to rip apart the coalition. There will be more talk about it across the day today. And one of the truly horrific things that I have read today, I find it truly racist, but that may be just me. And in the world that we live in these days where we can be offended by so much, I wonder whether I am being racist or not. But Mark Latham is a twit as far as I'm concerned, but he has revealed One Nation's plan to force anyone who claims ancestral ancestry to prove it with DNA testing. Now, from what I understand, and this is a huge leap, from what I understand, he is saying that if you are of Aboriginal descent, he wants you to prove it. He wants to weed out welfare rorters, because every single dollar that is wasted on welfare is a problem. That is his justification for something like that. I find it abhorrent. I really do. I don't know why I find it abhorrent, but I do. Mark Latham just rubs me the wrong way. You know, there are people that rub you the wrong way. Clive Palmer does the same for me, actually, but that's probably just my thing. It's a story that is being bandied around this morning. It's a story that is gaining traction, and I think it should be just quashed as soon as possible, that it's a stupid idea. I'd love to hear from you, though, if you have an opinion that's different to mine. If you agree, even 13 27 10, you can always join the show and have your say right here at 963 triple m.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Love Sea Coast 963 Triple M. I'm going to send out a shout out to Trevor this morning. Trevor and I were having a very cool conversation about Mark Latham, of all things. We weren't talking very nice things about Mark Latham, by the way. Anyway, we are getting close to news and sport. It is on the way. One of the things that I talked about yesterday was going on up in Narracourt. There is a fantastic art prize that is on offer at the moment. I've got all the details online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. If you're an artist, if you would like to be part of it, there's 10 grand on the line as part of this art prize. And it's all about celebrating the Narracourt caves and the subjects of paleontology. As I said, details are online. You can find out all about it there. I will try during the course of the week to find out a little bit more and talk about it on the radio show, but a fantastic opportunity for any artists in the Limestone Coast region.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. The Love Sea Coast 963 Triple M. Brexit is making news today. By the end of the week, we could have no deal, we could have no Brexit, or we could have no Prime Minister of the UK. It is going to be a fascinating week as we look at politics over in Britain. When it comes to national news, Hannah Roseham has been talking across the morning this morning about Boeing and the doomed Ethiopian airline Boeing MAX 8 that exploded soon after takeoff, as investigators make important finds. They have found the black box recorders that I am aware of. We'll find out the latest in just a moment. Catching up with Hannah Roseham, Wade will drop by for a chat as well. And after 8 this morning, well, we're playing the game, and it's worth $1,260 to you if you know what the Triple M secret song is.
On Triple M. On Triple M. All roads lead to Byron Bay for the 30th anniversary of Blues Fest.
Now, if you would like the chance to be at Blues Fest, I have got that opportunity. But it's even better than just an opportunity to go to Byron Bay for Blues Fest, celebrating its 30th anniversary year. What I'm giving you the chance to do is to have you plus three of your best mates, VIP passes, your own tent, motel accommodation, and even a sneak peek backstage. If that is not enough, we've got Paul Kelly, Iggy Pop, Jack Johnson, Colin Hay, and a host of others, all part of what is going to be an incredible lineup. You do not want to miss out on this at all. VIP passes, tent hotel accommodation, a sneak peek backstage. It could all be yours. Head to Triple M right now. Tell us your favourite artist on the Blues Fest lineup, and we could be calling you with some absolutely sensational news. Imagine that, by the way. Imagine getting the call from Al, the captain of the club, to say you and three of your mates are going. Be part of history. Join the celebration at the 30th anniversary Byron Bay Blues Fest. It is all happening right here on 963 Triple M. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a club member and you have the chance to win on us.
You and Grant.
Triple M. It is the Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Got to send a shout out to Dave. He has picked up double passes to go along to the field days on Friday. I'm going to be there broadcasting live during the course of the afternoon, 12 till 3. Make sure you stop by and say g'day. We are going to be checking out the Racing and Diving Pigs, the Super Tank Fishing Show, which had me absolutely captivated last year, by the way. The Can-Am team, Addicted to Mud, there's going to be stunts and demonstrations. Old McDonald's Animal Nursery will be there. The Blue Lacquer Trail, of course, is a huge hit as always, and there's going to be a huge range as there is each and every year, of the agricultural equipment. Craft, clothing, wine tasting and food, 45 hectares, over 500 exhibitors. It is going to be sensational. And after 8.30, we're going to find out a little bit more about what you will be able to see at the Field Days, the biggest event coming up this weekend in the Limestone Coast.
Let's turn the feel-good back on.
And Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Hold up just a moment. We'll get back to the feel good in a sec. Before we do that, I've got to catch up with Wade, find out what's making news around the Limestone Coast.
Hey, Ewan, in the local news today, a series of offences in Tarpina across the long weekend are being investigated by police. Police have also charged a 65-year-old Panola man for high-range drink driving. He was busted driving at more than four times the legal limit. Rex Airlines has welcomed the actions taken by the District Council of Grant regarding the Mount Gambier Regional Airport Strategy Committee, and the Mount Gambier Volleyball Association's gained valuable tournament experience from a weekend tournament in Warrnambool.
Now, Wade's been talking about what's taken place in Tarpina, multiple offences over the course of the last couple of days. All the details are online in regards to that. Yesterday, we talked all about a man who had been arrested after an assault in Millicent. We've got details at triplem.com.au. And there was a scammer last week who was pretending to be a policeman, which is worrying for all of us. If you would like to find out details, all of the details are there for you.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Going to catch up with the team from the South East Field Days, talk all about what's going to go on at Yakka Park this week. It is going to be a massive Friday and Saturday, though, in the Limestone Coast. All roads leading to Lucendale. I'm going to find out about a fantastic idea, which is being talked about at the moment, a three-legged challenge, raising money to help those in respite situations. I'm going to tell you more about that in a moment. And on 963 Triple M, don't forget, before 9 this morning, we're playing the game. $1,260 could well be yours.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Lynn Crosby joins me on the line to talk all about what's going on at the Field Days. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am sensational. Lynn, you guys are leading up to what is going to be a massive weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's our annual thing.
So what's going to be at the Field Days this year that we want people to come along and check out?
Oh, well, this year, the racing and diving pigs are back. They're last here in 2010. We've got them. We got the fishing tank because he was so popular again last year. This year we have the South East Axemen's Association display, and they're doing six demonstrations, and they said they're ramping it up every time. And also, I think they may have a homemade chainsaw with a motorbike engine in it. I'm not real sure about that, but I think that's what might be happening. We've got our mud hole, and we've got stuff for the teenagers. We've got laser tag, and we've got mini golf. We've got, for the littlies, we've got our old McDonald's nursery. We've got the choir. School choir coming on Friday, and I tell you what we've got this year. On Friday and Saturday, we have Telstra is bringing the Code Club, and it's just brilliant. It's for children from about 8 till 12, and they teach kids how to code to make robots move, and it's an effort, I guess, to get kids interested in science. So that's in the ELAD shed this year, and we're just really quite excited about that.
I must admit, a lot of people that I know were excited about that, and we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks because it is going to be fantastic.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. We are so stoked that they are coming. Oh, we have free Wi-Fi hotspots, if that helps people. And we've also got the Yard Dog Championships. And what else have we got? Oh, we've got three huge pavilions full of people and different things this year. Lots of different types of exhibitors. Mm. We have the Lions, the Wimmera hearing van for you to go and get your hearing checked. But there's something I really want to say is that the Lions mobile skin cancer screening unit is here once again. Just ring me up and make an appointment. It takes 10 minutes. And they're fully qualified screeners. There's three that can work at once. It is so important. Even if you went last year, you should get your skin checked every year. And like the first year we did this, they had nearly 400 people checked, 90 serious referrals. So don't take your skin for granted. Ring me up. My number is 87667001.
Lynn, what we're going to do over the course of the week, we're going to see if we can catch up a couple more times and talk all about what is going on. As I've talked about this morning, I'm going to be out there on Friday. We are going to be broadcasting live here at Triple M. I cannot wait for it. It is going to be a sensational couple of days. The weather looks fantastic. And people have no excuses not to get out and be part of what is going to be a fantastic field day. Thanks for joining us this morning, all right?
Oh, my pleasure.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Secret, I'm gonna tell you.
The Triple M Secret Song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
Big shout out to everybody at Harvey Norman Furniture, by the way. We are playing the game this morning. It is up to $1,260, which is the mathematics that needs to go through my head every day to make sure that I keep on top of how much money I am giving away. The game is simple. We have a clue. If you can work out what song our clue belongs to, you've got the chance to win cold, hard cash. Here is the clue. That is it. That is our clue for the secret song. And all the incorrect guesses that we've had so far for Triple M Secret Song are online at triplem.com.au. Kathy joins me. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
What's going on today, Kathy?
I'm just going to work.
Right. And a busy day today at work or what?
Yeah, will be probably.
No. How was the long weekend, though? Let's get on to nicer things. How was the long weekend?
Yeah, good. We went to Adelaide for a few days.
Oh, nice. You didn't go to the races yesterday?
No, we had an engagement party.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. Hey, Kathy, song today. Do you reckon you know what it is?
I'm just guessing, but My Sharona by the Knack. My Sharona,
great song by the Knack. And it's you've got to be able to have a guess. It doesn't cost you anything. Kathy?
No, I know. Sorry.
It's not the right song, though. Have a good day,
no
okay?
Worries.
See you soon.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
63 Triple M. Can you guess the song? That is the question. The little clue to a little song that could make you a bucket load of cash. Tomorrow morning, playing the game again, getting close to $1,300. When will we find an answer? That is the question, I suppose, isn't it?
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. A bit of brass with the BGs this morning, 963 Triple M. Tuesday as we start a brand new working week and a short week after the long weekend. Don't forget Lost and Founds, all thanks to Harvey Norman in Mount Gambier, the biggest range and the best prices. A Pomeranian cross has been lost in Mount Gambier. A long-haired tabby kitten has been found in Mount Gambier. And if you've lost or found anything over the weekend, we are here to help. You can give us a call. 87255155 is the number. Now, Guy's back this afternoon. Don't forget, Guy is giving you the chance to be part of Blues Fest 2019, the Byron Bay Blues Fest, celebrating its 30th anniversary. The likes of Paul Kelly, Iggy Pop, Jack Johnson, Colin Hay, they are all going to be there, and there is a host of others on the lineup. It would be sensational to go along and be part of it. And here at Triple M, we would like to send you and three of your best mates to go on the trip of a lifetime. As I said, Guy will be back this Arvo. He'll have all the details on it. This morning, Ray Hadley coming in for you very, very soon. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to give you the chance to go along to the Southeast Field Days. All this week, I've got double passes that could well be yours. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, playing the game again, Triple M's Secret Song, valued at $1,280. Will it be yours? We'll play the game tomorrow and find out right here on 963 Triple M. Have a great day.